It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Deborah Amos.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is the day the Pentagon offers its view of what the military missed before a massacre at Fort Hood, Texas. People who know him say Major Nadal Hassan left many warning signs before opening fire last year. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman has some details of what will be in the report. He's with us live. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What did the government know?
Well, it's a lot like that failed bombing case in the plane that was heading to Detroit Christmas Day. The FBI had some troubling emails that Major Hassan sent to a radical cleric in Yemen. And the Army, meanwhile, had some complaints from his colleagues. For example, he was questioning whether Muslim soldiers should be forced to fight in Muslim countries. And then there were also some questions about his performance as an officer, that he was a substandard performer. So everyone had a piece, but no government agency had the entire picture that he was a threat.
This is reminding me of reporting at the time from our own Danny's Wordling that Major Hassan's colleagues who worked with him in the Army at hospitals had concerns about him, specifically at Walter Reed Medical Center.
That's right. Danny's Wordling reported that some of Hassan's supervisors had discussions more than a year before he went to Fort Hood. They were worried he might be psychotic. The head psychiatric resident at Walter Reed, Scott Moran, tried in the spring of 2007 to kick Major Hassan out. But his superiors never acted on it. Moran wrote in a memo, which NPR obtained, denouncing Hassan for his, quote, patterns of poor judgment and a lack of professionalism.
Okay, so somebody wrote a memo, but then there's, of course, the question of who gets it. Was this kind of information available to superiors who not only left Hassan in the service but actually promoted him?
Yes, it was. Some of that, of course, was available, and that's what the Pentagon report will find today, that his evaluation reports were okay, but he did a minimum of work. At times he had weight problems, and again, Scott Moran's memo that we have here. And also, he failed to finish his residency on two occasions. The report will find a fault with the supervisors for just moving him through the system. The report's going to say that they weren't rigorous enough in making sure he was held to Army standards. And the report will say there has to be better oversight of officers throughout the Army, whether the officer is a doctor at Walter Reed or an infantry combat leader in Afghanistan. Now, I'm also told as the Army goes through this report in the coming weeks and months, we expect to see some disciplinary action against some of Hassan's supervisors, maybe as many as a half a dozen or so, and they could be disciplined by, let's say, letters of reprimand or something like that.
All right, letter of reprimand, maybe that seems appropriate for letting someone get promoted when the record didn't seem to show that they really deserved it. But isn't this a good deal more serious? I mean, a lot of warning signs were missed leading up to a massacre here.
No, absolutely. And, of course, the FBI is at fault here because, again, they had these emails that Hassan sent to this cleric. And if you put that together with the problems that he had as an officer, what one officer told me, you know, if we had the entire picture of Hassan, the contacts with this radical cleric in Yemen, the substandard performance, if he had all that together, we would have seen him as a threat, and hopefully we would have tried to get him kicked out of the Army.
Very briefly, Tom Bowman, what will this Pentagon report do out today recommend to prevent such problems in the future?
Well, the important thing is more information sharing between government agencies on possible threats within the ranks. The Pentagon's not done a good enough job about making sure, for example, they have personnel at the FBI-run Joint Terrorism Task Force, where you could pick up some of these reports. And the other thing is, this is more subjective, they want to make sure the commanders, that they have a responsibility, they're going to tell them, to have a sense of who is serving under them, whether there are any complaints from colleagues and so forth.
Okay.
Just a better sense of who they are before any problems arise.
Okay, thanks very much. That's NPR Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman.